hey, if this sermon is bothering you right now, you're going in the right direction.
Amen.
If you're like, I feel like you're talking about me, good, you're going in the right direction.
Amen.
Now, if this doesn't bother you at all, if you're just kind of completely just, what am I going to eat after this? Who's going to be a part of that smoothie contest? Are we all going to be able to have smoothies? Is Lucille's really that worth it? Folks, you're minded the things of the flesh. Literally, right? But you know what? If you're in church and the message of God is causing you to be uncomfortable, if you feel like I'm stepping on your toes, it's a good thing because that means I'm in the water with you and I'm close enough to step on your toes.
Amen.
And you're walking in the Spirit. You see, walking in the Spirit is not just, oh, I just feel so great. It's just lifting up your holy hands. And, you know, often walking in the Spirit is actually very uncomfortable.
Right?
It's very uncomfortable because the Word of God pierces through you. It's a sword. It's not a butter knife. It's not a feather that's coming to tickle your ears. What is it? It's a sword. It's a double-edged sword. And the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The Word of God is piercing through your mind, telling you this is for you.